My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's talk to Greg Allman. He covers the NFC South. I want to start with Tampa, not the Falcons, because I was very impressed, Greg, with what I saw with that team, Baker Mayfield. Listen, we said this in the offseason. We got to respect the fact that they won this division, you know, 2 years, again, without Tom Brady. Coming back, I still think they're the team to beat, despite the moves that the Falcons have made. But tell me, you know, about what you saw in week one with that team and Baker, his connection with obviously Mike Evans, that wide receiving core. They did a lot of good things.
Yeah, offensively, look sharp. I mean, first game with a new coordinator, you're never sure how it's going to take. And to see, you know, Baker complete whatever, 80% of his passes, throw for 4 touchdowns, no turnovers. Yeah, I mean, for them to put up, you know, that's a lot of points, 37 points. I don't think they scored 30 until week 9 last year. So Washington has a defense that's got some growing up to do. But, no, that was a game where, you know, I mean, they could have stumbled against a dangerous rookie quarterback in week 1, and they took care of business.
Is Carolina got a problem with their quarterback because they're already writing columns up there? They're saying that Bryce Young isn't the guy. I mean, the Saints just stomped him.
Yeah, I mean, he had a long rookie year, and at no point last year did he have a quarterback rating as low as he did yesterday. Mm. So, no, I mean, they struggled. Not yesterday, Sunday, I guess. But, no, I mean, just about everything that could go wrong went wrong there. You come out of it with a Derrick Brown injury to where, you know, you've lost your best player now. Mm. You know, I think they knew this was going to be an uphill climb of a season, but they didn't look much different from last year, you know, in terms of struggling to get the ball downfield, not running the ball consistently. They have a lot of new pieces. It's going to take time to come together, but, you know, on the road with the Saints clicking in their first game with a new coordinator, it looked like they're still, you know, way behind the rest of the division.
Do you believe in Bryce Young? I mean, 13 for 30, 161 yards, 2 picks. He did not throw a touchdown. He was sacked 4 times. He looks nothing like what we saw coming out of Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where, I mean, he'll have a long leash this season. They gain nothing by turning it over to Andy Dalton. But, you know, he's got a – this is essentially his third offense in whatever, 17 career games. So you'd hope – again, I mean, everybody in this division had new offenses today, this week. They looked like they had a lot of, you know, ironing out to do. Defensively, really couldn't stop New Orleans. And offensively, just didn't have much of a spark at all. You know, I think they're missing some key players in terms of injuries. They'll have a better run game. They'll have a better pass rush. There's lots of things. They were bad when they were healthy, and they're missing guys on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be a struggle, but you just want to see them get to a point where they're competitive in games. And that wasn't. It was 30-0 at halftime.
It is a Greg Allman, guys, NFC South reporter for Fox Sports. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Look, all summer long, Carl and I were talking about, where do you see this, man? We're going to be like the very Rams-like offense and Kirk Cousins. We're going to have play action, and it's going to set everything up. And none of that happened. And now Falcon fans, like me and Carl, are saying, is Kirk Cousins even close to 100% right now? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely was about as little mobility as you see a quarterback have. You know, I think they, to see the defense, you know, keep Pittsburgh in check, you get them with, you know, probably not their ideal quarterback in there. You hold them to 18, and then the offense can only really do 10. I mean, the offense in the second half, I forget the number. I think it's 45 yards on right. six drives mm-hmm. in the second half. And then somebody did some really good work on the predictability of that offense. And it's like when they were in pistol, the breakdown in terms of what they did out of pistol and what they did out of shotgun was 100% run one way and like 80% passing the other way, where you just can't have tells like that. You can't make it that simple where defenses say, this is how you're lining up, this is what you're going to do. And it seemed like they did that for an entire game.
All right, so is that the coordinator? That's not the quarterback, right? That's scheme.
No, that's definitely scheme. That's not. Right. I mean, Kirk's doing what they call in from the sidelines. I don't know that he had the game he wanted. You know, you think about two. I think his last six season openers, he had 11 touchdowns and two interceptions. And you go from that to Sunday, which is one touchdown and two interceptions. You know, didn't really get the receivers involved. Had a touchdown to Pitts, which is exciting, but that there's not much else you can hang your hat on. I mean, Robinson, high volume, but not a lot of big plays. You know, they dealt with some injuries on the offensive line, but that's hardly an excuse for 10 points, you know, in your home opener against a coach you probably wanted to beat.
Big time. Yeah, that's about as bad a start as we could have even imagined or a nightmare scenario for us. As Greg Allman joins us, guys, NFC South reporter for Fox Sports. We get the Eagles on Monday Night Football. The Eagles looked pretty good. New coaching staff. I know the game down there on Friday, aside from the Jordan Love injury, was pretty competitive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is suddenly, when you look at Atlanta, I mean, this is a tough stretch. I mean, they have Eagles and then Chiefs and then what?
Saints.
Bucks. Saints and Bucks. So your first five now. Look tricky. Those are all teams that won. So, you know, they kind of have to right the ship in a hurry or they're going to dig themselves a hole and have some catching up to do.
We're talking with Greg Allman, guys, NFC South reporter for Fox Sports, covers the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. What did you make of Aaron Rodgers last night?
It's one of those where just to see him back out there is wild. You know, it's like, I mean, last year it's four snaps and he's done. So they weren't necessarily competitive with the Niners, even though the Niners didn't have McCaffrey. I had expected a little bit more from the Jets defense. I mean, they're missing a pass rusher and it shows, but just to see Aaron Rodgers back at it. I mean, that again, you think about a free play and a touchdown down the middle, kind of got a second one late, but no, just the fact that he's back and healthy and at least looking a little bit like his old self, that makes the AFC East a really fun division to watch. I mean, they're definitely, I still want to say three wide. I'm not quite buying into the Patriots yet, even though they got a big win against the Bengals, but you know, that's a division that could have three teams gunning for playoffs between Miami and Buffalo and them.
Cowboys looked really good up in Cleveland. Why did Jerry wait till Deshaun is up in a hotel room up there to get the contract done?
Yeah, they had this whole long off season of drama, and they got Lamb signed, and they got Dak signed. They're paying a lot for them, don't get me wrong, but now it's kind of like instead of doing nothing all off season, they pretty much do what they had to do to keep a quarterback and a receiver and certainly played well. I'll be out there on Sunday. The Saints go out there on Sunday to Dallas. So, no, now there's some excitement there and expectations too. I mean, I think there's, you know, for them to come out and play as well as they did, I think that might say a lot about Cleveland as much as it does about Dallas. But they did the right things and kind of have some – for all the turmoil they went through to get to week one, now they have a little bit more – momentum and positivity around him.
There is a new investigation into Deshaun Watson, the latest lawsuit against him, which was filed Monday in Houston, dating back to October of 2020. Well, what's the league going to do here, if anything? Will they wait? I mean, we've seen the Rashee Rice situation. Yeah. No, he's not on the commissioner's exempt list. I don't think that'll happen for Deshaun Watson until they figure out legally what's going on, but this is certainly not a good look after all that he's been through.
No, I think the initial reporting today was that he was not going on the exempt list or anything like that. So, again, it's another familiar cloud hanging over him. Mm. I mean, if you're the Browns, it's one of those where you almost wonder, I mean, they're in such a bad place with this contract. Mm. If the possibility of further off-field problems did anything to void the guarantees in this contract, that might not be a bad thing for Cleveland. You know, if that helped them move on from him in a way that contractually they weren't allowed to, it could be a blessing in disguise. You don't want to have anything happen that's a PR hit. You don't want anyone to have the allegations that are against him. But as a team, you know, there's not much he's done to justify that contract since he's been there.
Oh, all the rookies. We talked about Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn today saying he's got to learn to get down.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Caleb Williams. Yeah. It wasn't great, but he got the W the first time we had a rookie quarterback, number one, right, overall pick at a win since 2002. But who's the rookie that impressed you the most?
Yeah, I saw Daniels in person on Sunday. Was very impressed by that. Obviously, they lost. But he's going to be an absolute danger running the ball. Just an elusive, quick runner. You know, maybe as good a running quarterback as there is right now in terms of the speed he presents to defenses and the challenges with that. The other two, Caleb won, don't get me wrong, but if you look at yards per attempt, Bo Nix was at 3.3. Caleb Williams was at 3.2. To find a rookie throwing for fewer yards per attempt in week one, you have to go back to 2001 and the great Quincy Carter there at Dallas Cowboys. That's how long it's been since anybody had so low a yards per attempt in week one as a rookie. Caleb Williams had not been born yet at that point.
That's wild. I'll say this as we gear up for week two, and there are some great matchups. Obviously, we mentioned the Falcons going up to Philadelphia for Monday night. I just feel like, you know, once the league got going and everything now, you know, it feels normal again, right? I mean, Greg, it feels like, all right, week one is down. We kind of got a sense of what everybody looks like. Things will certainly get better and the play will get better. I just hate, like, the first few weeks of the season feels like everybody's kind of getting in sync because nobody plays in the preseason. You know, we got good games, but it's like it's nowhere near what it could be based on the fact that all these teams and most coaches don't want to play their guys.
Right. Well, and the problem is that because they're rusty, you don't take a lot of shots downfield.
So right.
I think the passing yards was at a ridiculous all-time low.
Yes.
I forget what the yards per game per the, across the league was, but like air yards way down. I just think everybody plays it safe. I swear half the passes I saw watching games this weekend were just dump offs and screens to running backs and short throws. Just not a lot of downfield passing. Derek Carr had a deep ball that I saw he had to Rashid Shaheed, but not much else. I mean, you had a lot of teams winning with field goals and short gains and not a lot of, you know, 400-yard offenses or anything like that.
What about Justin Fields being named the week two starter against Denver? Everybody thought this was going to be the revenge game for, you know, Russell Wilson. It doesn't seem like that's going to play out. Mike Tomlin speaking today and naming the quarterback this week for the Broncos in week two, and it's Justin Fields.
Yeah, I think he said they're moving forward as if he's going to be the guy. I don't know that he's really named a starter yet. You know, Pittsburgh, again, you guys saw it. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a great offense. They moved it. Best thing you can say about Fields is that he kind of avoided mistakes. You know, is that going to be enough moving forward? I don't know. You know, going to Denver, the revenge factor would certainly be big there. But no, Pittsburgh can get off to a 2-0 start. Denver did not look the part. You know, I think they had their moments there. But
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That defense, you know, getting another, to get a rookie quarterback to go up against, that's a nice thing for them. I think that's a defense that will, you know, was a big part of why they won on Sunday, and we'll be talking about that defense more as the year goes on.
And Greg, before we cut you loose, just to bring it back to the Falcons, Monday Night Football up in Philly, we traditionally don't do well up there, and we got a quarterback who looks about as mobile as a cigar store Indian, so should Falcon fans be concerned?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Eagles look sharp. I mean, against Green Bay, you know, with a rough field in Brazil, you know, I think Philly is definitely capable of playing down, but I think they're, you know, to get them back home, they're going to be playing at a high level. That's a tough one. I mean, that certainly feels tougher than Pittsburgh did. So, you know, I think if you're Atlanta, the main thing you want to do is just play well. You know, you want to get out there and put a number bigger than 10 on the scoreboard. If you lose that game 31-27 and Kirk throws for 3 touchdowns, I think you feel better about what they can do to turn things around. If they, the more they lose, the more you're going to start hearing calls for Penix to come in. You know, Cousins, what he needed to do was take the reins of this team, play well, and win early. And he missed the easiest chance to do that in week one, and now he's got to do it against tougher competition here in the next month.
Right on.
Good stuff, man. We appreciate you stopping by. He covers the NFC South for Fox Guys, covers the NFL. Greg Allman, thanks again.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.